Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Alexander. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Hewson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Griebeck. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Tremme. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Brian Kaiser. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alexander is hit by the pitch. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Moyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Tremme is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tremme hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaiser covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Devereaux for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Hewson moves to third. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewson tags and scores. One out. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoyles moves to third. Two outs. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Chris Tremme is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tremme is 0-for-1 in the game. Tremme hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortuno fires to first and picks off Hoyles. One out. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortuno fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kruk strikes out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grybek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grybek hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken is walked intentionally. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Harold Baines. Jose De Leon now pitching. Kevin Baz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. There goes Ripken trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin pinch hits for Chris Tremme. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Martin. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Martin steals second. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Jeff Houston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Houston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Houston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Leo Gomez now playing third base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren News on pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Mike Devereaux. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alexander catches it and throws to first to double up News on. 2 outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 3 in the game. Kruk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.